You're listening to the House to Home Show on WGCL, brought to you by Menards on Liberty Drive in Bloomington. And now your hosts, Nancy Baldwin and Brian Thompson.
Hello, and welcome to House to Home. I'm Nancy Baldwin with HFI Mechanical and Building Solutions, and my co-host is Brian Thompson with FC Tucker Bloomington Realtors. Hello.
Hello there.
I almost said that I was with our guest's company. I'm not sure how Glenn would feel about that, but
there would be good days and bad days.
Exactly. But our guest today is Harris Services, but it is Matt Murphy, not Glenn Harris or Beth Harris, who are the owners.
Mm-hmm.
Matt is new to Harris Services, but so welcome.
Thank you.
Number one.
Thank you for having me.
Welcome to Harris Services.
Thank you.
Exactly. But I wanted to also have you talk a little bit about Harris Services and kind of explain where you guys have come from and all that good stuff.
Sure. Be happy to. First, thanks for having us on. Harris Services has been around for 20 years, 20 plus years.
Mm-hmm.
So we're locally owned and operated. Glenn and Beth Harris are the owners.
Mm-hmm.
The warehouse is located south of Bloomington off Production Drive, just after the 69-37 split.
Yep.
We do a wide range of services, predominantly fire and water restoration. Mm-hmm. Is kind of our bread and butter, but all the other services kind of play off of that as well. So we do air duct cleaning, so that we clean the ducts mm-hmm. out of your homes, offices. We do carpet, tile, floor cleaning, hardwood surfaces.
Mm-hmm.
We can do area rug cleaning, so a lot of times mm-hmm. we can actually go out to your home, pick up the area rugs, or you can bring them to the warehouse. We will clean them there and take them back mm-hmm. to you. Yep. A lot of people nowadays, because of the hardwood floors, they're going to, you know, mm-hmm. more area rugs.
Yeah.
We do environmental services was mm-hmm. what we like to call it. So we clean offices and homes and restaurants, if you will, for deep cleans and not.
Right.
And then we do kind of a handyman restoration, repair, mm-hmm. remodels. So if you kind of roll all that in together, if you go into a fire or water loss, there's going to be some damage as we dry it out, and then we can also put it back. So all around, we clean.
I love it.
There you go.
Well, and they
everything.
Do. Well, and Glenn and Beth started out as carpet cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
It was Harris Carpet Cleaning.
Right.
And then I think they learned part of it was that people would have them come in and carpet clean, and then they'd say, so I need this door replaced, or can you move that wall for me? I don't know if they just look like they could or what. And so they expanded into doing a lot more than just carpet cleaning.
Yeah.
And they are now, like you said, a complete renovation.
Yeah, and that's exactly right.
They do any kind of services having to do with the home, really.
It's a complete house to home, right?
It is a complete house to home cleaning.
There you go.
And
or remodel.
One of their taglines were they were the clean freaks.
Clean freaks.
Because mm-hmm. Glenn is a little bit freaky about being clean.
A little OCD.
Yeah. A little bit. Just a little bit.
He's not here. We can make fun of him. So.
Exactly. Well, that'll teach him. I thought he was going to be here. So let's talk a little bit about how you got started with mm-hmm. Harris Services. You're new to Harris Services. Only been there about a month or
yep,
so.
A little over a month.
Over a month.
Mm-hmm.
What is your role there?
I'm the business development manager. So I wear a couple different hats. I'm going to go out mm-hmm. and find business. Hit a lot of different insurance agencies, claims offices, and then just kind of thinking outside the box. I mean, one good thing about our services, what we do is really it can be utilized anywhere,
mm-hmm.
Where the office or the home. Everybody has a floor that they need cleaned.
Right.
Everybody has central air mostly, so we can clean their air ducts when they need it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, things around your house that you need done. So a little bit of everything that we can do. So thinking outside the box, going anywhere and everywhere.
Right.
I mean, literally sometimes I'm driving around and it's just kind of like, let me stop in here to see what we're doing. So we're trying to grow strategically, you know, really kind of focusing on the Bloomington area, you know, crossing our T's, dotting our I's, getting good at what we do. And so predominantly going out and business development, relationship building.
Right.
Also on top of that is some sales management. We have technicians that go out. You know, what can we do to better service the customers?
Mm-hmm.
How can we share with them our story and the other services mm-hmm. that we do? that way when they do think of something, they'll call us first. I mean, that's the big thing, is that we want to be on the forefront of everyone's mind. So when they have any of these needs, they think of Harris Services first.
Well, and I think one of the things that's really, I mean, once you get in people's houses, that's when you find out, oh, I see you're doing this, or it looks like you're going to do that. Mm-hmm. How can we help you with that? I think being a company that is willing to help in whatever the need is that has to do with a home or a house, some people just have no idea. Do I need a builder for this?
Right.
What do I need for this? And so it sounds like you're going to be that clearinghouse.
Yeah. And one thing, that I've noticed, I think it was the first week or second week I was with Harris, I went on a call, water loss with Glenn. And, one thing that kind of stood out to me was the fact that I watched Glenn and observe him talking to a homeowner at her kitchen table as she cried because she had a water loss and kind of was telling him stories. And I witnessed Glenn standing up and hugging this customer. At that point, I was like, all right, I'm in the good place. just because giving back, helping others is kind of what we want to do. We want to be that person and that company within the community that we do give back to the community, and kind of just show everyone that we do care. I mean, these are times, especially water and fire losses, that people's belongings and their lives have been turned upside down. We want to be there for them throughout the entire process, communicating with them, helping them see them through this, to the fact that we have people that will actually go out to, the Lowe's, wherever, to pick out your flooring with you, pick out your countertops and walk you through those steps.
That's good, because that can be overwhelming.
Well, and just add that on to the whole overwhelming process that, you've got this flood in your house or a fire and you've lost
some stuff.
Yeah. And, that's overwhelming in itself to deal with the insurance company. And you've got now one company that come out and they care and they'll walk you through the whole process of kind of building it all back together.
Yeah.
And help you deal with the insurance company.
Oh, yeah.
As well as help you pick out the countertops or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, there's always a lot of choices, and you want someone that's an expert at that. And is this replacing what I had?
Exactly. Is the insurance going to cover this?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that whole process is overwhelming.
Yeah. Well, and it's also, these people sometimes take the opportunity to maybe upgrade.
Sure. Right. Yeah.
So the insurance company is going to give them a little bit, X amount.
Right.
Of, based on the claim. Mm-hmm. And then, if they've got some time, they maybe take this opportunity to say, let's go ahead and remodel the kitchen at this point.
Right.
It's kind of nice that we can be there just to give them advice. Mm-hmm. We've got some great people on staff that, can help them with that.
Yeah, because I think a lot of times people do that. It's like, well, take the opportunity. Let's,
I always hated that kitchen cabinet anyway.
Right.
Exactly. Glad it flipped. Glad it burned to the ground when I burned my dinner. I wouldn't know anything about that.
No, I'm also thinking about, I told my husband that that stove wasn't working right, and now look what happened. So.
Exactly. Yeah, that didn't work in my house.
They could referee, right?
Exactly. Well, and I think the other thing that we need to talk about is that there's no job that's really too small, necessarily.
Nope, not at all.
You guys do small, one cabinet removal or, cleaning up or change just – cleaning one room.
Yeah.
If you've had a some kind of horrible spill, someone, broke a bottle of wine on your carpet, you can help
pet.
Them get that out. Yeah.
Yeah.
What did you say?
I said a sick pet.
Oh, a sick pet.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, definitely.
Well, you hit the nail on the head when you said that kind of how it got to the point of us doing what we do is exactly right. Glenn just kept having these people that he would clean their house on or their carpets on a regular basis would ask, hey, do you fix the door? Do you do things of
or
that example?
Do you
example?
Know someone who can because they trusted him?
Right.
Because he hugged them.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Right. And so it just kind of snowballed and to what we can do today. So.
Yeah. And that's a big thing. When people are in your house, you have to trust them.
Oh, absolutely.
And you need to know that you can trust them.
Yes.
And, I mean, even if you're going to be there the whole time, which most people probably are during the whole time. But I know that I'm a person that is in and out a lot, and so I'm going to want to be able to go, okay, I got to go to work now, so here, I'll let you in. I'll see you in an hour or 2 hours or whatever.
Yeah.
Get her
all of our staff, technicians, anyone that's in and out of the home is going to have a logoed shirt on of some sort, whether it be a T-shirt or a collared shirt. So we have a process that we go through before even entering the home.
Absolutely.
And we obviously, all of our trucks are logoed, so you know who, your neighbors know who is is around and in your home.
Yeah, I've seen your trucks. You have a lot of trucks.
Yep.
Of course, I live down there too, so I drive by there every day. But so we're going to take a quick break, but we'll be right back with Matt Murphy from Harris Services.